Once again, it's time to drop in for a visit with our old friend, Dr. Watson, storyteller beyond compare and confidant of the immortal Sherlock Holmes. And here he is, waiting to greet us in his familiar study. Good evening, Dr. Watson. I must admit that on such a cold and foggy evening, your fireplace looks even more cheery than usual.
A very good evening to you, Mr. Bell. Here, come and sit down.
This chair feels good. Thank you, Dr. Watson. Nasty night out.
Yes, it certainly is. In weather like this, I find my old wound gives me an occasional twinge. Giselle Bullet, you know, souvenir of a border skirmish in Afghanistan. Long before you were born, my boy.
I've always been amazed, Dr. Watson, that with all the tight spots you and Sherlock Holmes found yourselves in, you were fortunate enough to escape with only one bullet wound.
Yes, Holmes used to say that I was born to be hanged. But I can remember more than one narrow escape. As a matter of fact, there's a souvenir of one of them right before you on the mantelpiece.
On the mantelpiece? Oh. Small pot of ivy, a framed photograph of you and Mr. Holmes, two sporting prints, and a small blue saucer. Not very exciting.
You see, Mr. Bell, but you do not observe, as my friend Sherlock Holmes used to say.
Oh.
That small blue saucer from which an ordinary house cat was accustomed to eat its evening meal was the key that saved an innocent man from the shadow of the gallows and brought a fiendishly clever murderer to justice. It all began one day when Holmes and I, finding it a bit early for lunch as we walked down the Strand, turned into the Old Bailey, wondering if the jury had yet brought in the verdict in a sensational murder case which Holmes had been following in the papers with considerable interest. As we entered the courtroom, we heard the clerk of the court saying,
"Prisoner at the bar, Houston, convicted of murder by the verdict of a jury of your peers, have you anything to say before judgment is pronounced upon you?"
"Only, my lord and gentlemen of the jury, that I am innocent of this crime."
"Silence in the court."
"Robert Saunders, you have been found guilty of the murder of Amanda Post. The sentence of this court is that you be taken to that place from whence you came, and that 2 weeks from today, on the 12th of October, you be hanged by the neck until you are dead. May the Lord have mercy on your soul."